It's Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. Pam, thanks for coming back.
Hey, Ben. Happy to be here.
Okay, a few more questions. These are sort of fall themed as things start to get a little cooler. Fall vaccine time again. This person wants to know, how do I make an appointment and what vaccines should I be getting? How do I know what vaccines I should be getting?
Yeah, for sure. You're right. It's definitely that time of the year again. So when it comes to the fall vaccines, same thing that we've been doing as far as booking's been done like over the last few years. You can make an appointment online or by phone. So the online booking is done the same way through the website is novascotia.ca/vaccination. Of course, if you're not online, you can certainly call the central booking number. That number is 833-797-7772. Some other options new this year would be the new Your Health NS app. If you don't already have that app, it's incredible the information you can access on that. So that's your Health NS app. Of course, you can always call your primary care provider. And then, you know, if all else fails, you can certainly give our clinic admin Jill a call. And I'm sure she can lend a hand if none of those other options are working for you. But appointments are, you're right, now available. So as far as COVID and flu goes, they're available for anyone over 6 months of age currently. And then some other vaccines, you know, you're asking about other vaccines you might want to be getting. So if you're over 65 years old, it's new in Nova Scotia. We now have publicly funded shingles and pneumonia vaccines as well. And then for those over 75, new this year is publicly funded RSV vaccine. So there's lots of vaccines. You know, if you're wondering if you need any of those, if you haven't had them in the past, or you're wondering, you know, did I have them and you can't remember, then certainly we can run a check through public health to see what vaccines you may or may not be due for. Of course, the COVID and flu are annual vaccines, so we recommend those every fall for sure. For university students, we still have regular appointments available for those meningitis B vaccines, either first or second doses. And just, I guess, an important thing to keep in mind, because we're getting lots of phone calls on this right now, but keep in mind that pharmacies and other providers are only allocated so many doses of these fall vaccines every month. So sometimes you just have to be patient. You might have to wait a couple of days and continue to check back in by calling that number or checking online just to see, because we're constantly putting new appointments up. So those vaccine appointments continue to open. But yes, you're right. Important to stay on top of all of these vaccines to make sure that, you know, can have as healthy as possible fall and winter season when all these respiratory bugs are certainly making their rounds.
Sounds good. A little bit of a different question here. Somebody says they have a wedding to go to on the weekend and they have medication. They've been prescribed antibiotics for tooth infection. They want to know, is it okay to have some drinks while staying on those antibiotics?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. We're often asked about having alcoholic, I'm assuming you're talking about alcoholic drinks. We're often asked about having alcoholic beverages while you're taking prescription medications. You know, as a general rule, to be safe, it's always best just to make sure that you check in with your pharmacist, doctor, nurse practitioner about whether or not it is safe to have alcohol while you're taking a specific medications. I guess it's important to know that combining alcohol with some meds can definitely increase the potential for side effects. You know, for example, when we look at combining alcohol potentially with sleep aids or sedatives, medications that we use to treat depression or anxiety or painkillers, certainly you can see an increased amount of drowsiness, potential for impaired coordination, and even risk of overdose. So certainly there's things to consider there. So you should always double check. Now, in the case of antibiotics, alcohol for some of them can make them less effective, for others even harmful. There's actually one type of antibiotic that alcohol consumption is actually contraindicated with. So you have to avoid alcohol completely while you're taking it. For other antibiotics, it may just diminish the effectiveness of that, you know, antibiotic if you're having drinks. But, you know, so a couple of drinks for a special occasion like a wedding may certainly be okay. I guess the important, you know, rule of thumb is just if you do choose to have some drinks, just do so in moderation and you know, be aware of how your body's reacting to that. Because some medications, you know, may allow for moderate alcohol consumption, but, you know, just reiterate, just always best to double check with your doctor or nurse practitioner or your pharmacist to make sure that, that they are compatible.
Right. Better safe than sorry, for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, this question's, I think, one that all parents or anybody who's been around kids, everybody's going to kind of know. What should I do if my child has trouble swallowing pills? This can be a big problem for people.
Yeah, you're right. It certainly can be. And it's not even just children that we see this with. So certainly there's different patient populations where difficulty swallowing medications is an issue. So it is something we encounter pretty often in community pharmacy. So for those patients that do have difficulty swallowing pills, you know, typically the first option we're looking at is to see if there's maybe another medication form for your particular medication. So is that medication available as a liquid, as a powder, you know, maybe there's an orally disintegrating tablet, or even, you know, maybe it's available as a capsule that we may be able to pull apart. Now, not all capsules we can do that with, but in some cases we could. So depending on the medication, it's really important that you never make those alterations yourself. But depending on the medications, you know, maybe it could be split, maybe it could be cut or even crushed. You know, if it's a medication that we can confirm could be crushed, you could blend it in with certain soft foods, for instance, to help them take the medications. But it's just very, very important never to make any modifications to your medications without first checking in with your pharmacists, because many medications really can't be modified because of the way it's made. So for instance, if it's a slow release tablet or extended release tablet or some capsules, they just can't be crushed. So as a general rule of thumb, keep in mind that your pharmacy team can almost always find an option for you if you or your child has difficulty swallowing tablets. But you definitely need to rely on them to help you find that out. Don't just make any modifications to your medications on your own.
Right. Makes sense. Perfect, Pam. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ben. Take care.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. And this was Ask a Pharmacist.